Are you on the phone with the client?
Yeah, me neither.
Are we the only ones left?
Yeah, I guess we are the only ones that Alex decided had to be cursed with getting out-of-state licenses.
I don't care that corporate paid for them. If I had known that my reward for being a top-performing employee was having to work overtime just to convince baby boomers in other time zones to refinance for the 10th time, I would have slacked off when I had the chance. I mean, yeah, I guess we could mess around now. But you know how much Alex just loves using that management software on our computers to monitor our productivity. He does need our high numbers to justify opening his own little vanity office to corporate after all. And he's doing what now? I think he's in Hawaii sipping cocktails with his trophy wife or something. So he's on vacation. Brad and Natalie are at home. And that just leaves us two. And the janitor, I guess. Maybe he wants to have a party. I'm serious. I mean, I think this is the first time we've actually had the whole office to ourselves. I could order some beer or something off of DoorDash, and we could structure loans, drink, and fix all the math errors in the morning when we're sober. Oh, I won't tell if you won't tell.
Really?
Look, I wasn't always some boring corporate employee of the month, you know. I was a bad girl back in the day.
Look at the back of my neck. See that shitty, faded stick and poke tattoo?
My friend gave it to me in detention when I was in high school. I was in there a lot back then. Oh, for all kinds of things. I might have snuck a few alcoholic drinks into school. Maybe got caught hooking up in the boys' locker room a few times. Hey, and if we end up sneaking beers into work, I'll be halfway to going back to the old me. Just don't let me catch any cute boys in the locker room. So, how's your girlfriend? Is she still mad at you for working all these late overtime shifts? Oh, I'm sorry. That was a whole month ago? Why didn't you tell me? Were you embarrassed? You do seem kind of shy. Well, at least around me. You seem fine talking to Brad and Natalie. Maybe it's because you can see how bad I am under this pencil skirt professional facade. I probably just remind you of the girls who used to tease you in high school, huh? I'm kidding. Oh, well, you were busy staring at that stupid spreadsheet. I ordered those beers. They'll be here in like 35 minutes. That gives you just enough time to go to the bathroom and jerk off real quick. I hope that wasn't too unprofessional of me. I mean, seeing as you're single and working overtime every single week, you're probably wound up pretty tight. Okay. Since I teased you about that, I guess I should come clean. I've totally done that before. Yes. I mean, masturbating in the work bathroom. I just go for it. And if Alex notices I took too long, I just tell him I'm having a heavy period. You should have seen the look on his face. He was so embarrassed. It's not like he'd ever get me into trouble. Not with my salary figures. But you know how managers are. Always over your shoulder and bothering you. Not tonight, though. It feels so good to actually be myself around a coworker for once. No office decorum, no manager. If I could, I would take off this stupid professional office wear, too. I don't even see the point of dressing professionally. The clients never see us, considering we do everything over the phone and internet. Why did you look at me like that? Did you think I was going to actually take my clothes off right at my desk? I was serious about having those drinks delivered, but not about giving you a private show. I think this is the first time we've talked for more than a couple minutes, which is funny because I kind of catch you looking at me out of the corner of my eye all the time. Starting about, I don't know, a month ago? So you don't have a crush then? Maybe that's why you talk to Brad and Natalie more than me. Maybe you're after one of them. Oh, interesting. Well, seeing as I've violated so much professional conduct already, you probably wouldn't react if I did something like this. Still sure there's no one you have a crush on? What? Are you so surprised to find out I was a bad girl? I've always been this way. And you know what? I've kind of been waiting for you to break up with that girlfriend of yours. I wasn't going to try and be a homewrecker, but I like it when I catch you looking at me. And I don't know if you notice, but I look at you, too, sometimes. Yeah, just sometimes. We still have almost half an hour before the delivery driver comes, and I think there's something else we can do. Shut up. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I want to fuck you. I want to ride your cock right here in this stupid little office that we're stuck in every single day. Just pick me up and take me to the break room. I know you can do it. What's the matter?
Have you never tried being bad before? There we go. That's better. I don't know how much time we have, so... These are coming off. Fuck. I've wanted to suck this cock for so long. I just love the feeling of your cock growing and getting harder inside of my mouth. It's so fucking hot. You're so excited. Didn't you get any rebound girls after your little breakup? Or am I the first? In that case, I'm going to make it really fucking good. I should be careful not to show off too much. I can't have you coming in my mouth right away. I still need you to fuck me. No. I said don't come. I know what those moans mean. I should take some of my clothes off. Looks like you're really getting that private show after all. Take off that shirt, too. Yeah. God. You're so fucking hot. I'm impressed. I didn't think you looked this good out of those stuffy button-ups they force you to wear. Just get on that table. I think I can sit on your cock. Just like... like this. Oh, fuck. That feels so good. Oh, fuck. I love your cock. Oh, I fucking love this cock. Oh, I can't believe I've been missing out for so long. Do you like finally getting to see me out of my work clothes? Oh, I think I prefer this casual look better.
Finally. Oh, you feel so good inside me. I've been thinking about this for months. Oh. You know what? Fuck work. I'll call them back later. Oh, God. Oh, fuck yes. Oh, God. Ooh. I have to be careful not to moan too loud. Other people in the office next door might hear us. And fuck. Oh, they might get us in trouble. Oh, fuck. It feels too fucking good, though. Fuck. Oh, fuck. I want to take every inch of that cock. Oh, shit. Oh, I love writing you. So, just let me ride you like this. Just up and down. God, that look on your face is so sexy. Shit, is our delivery here already? That's way too early. Oh, what the fuck? No, shit. We should be quiet. God damn it. It's the janitor. Okay. He's gone. Go. Oh, God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Yes. God. Oh, I love it when you push your hips back up against me. When I ride your cock. Your cock. Kiss me. Oh, kiss me while I fuck you. God, just fucking kiss my neck, bite it. Oh, I don't care if you leave a mark. I just want I just want to feel your mouth on me. Oh my God, it feels too fucking good. Oh God, I can barely keep quiet anymore. Oh, fuck it. Just lie on your back. Oh. I'm gonna fuck the shit out of you. There we go. I can see you tensing up. Am I gonna make you come? Oh, I wanna make you fucking come. I've wanted it since you first sat down at that desk. When I sneak away to touch myself, I'm thinking about sucking your cock every single time. Give it to me. I want it. I want you to come inside me. Oh, don't worry. I have an implant. Oh, just fucking give it to me. God, seeing you so close to the edge turns me on so much. Oh, it makes me wanna... fuck. It makes me wanna come all over your cock. Fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm so close. Just a little more. Oh, just a little more. And oh, fuck. I'm gonna fucking come. Holy fucking shit. I needed that. No, this is definitely not the last time we do that. Maybe next time we can have sex on an actual bed. Shit.